Hey, America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, and to our friends around the world, welcome. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And of course, as we always ask you, we need you to share this work far and wide because we have a lot of people to wake up in a short amount of time, and people are beginning to wake up. You would not know it from watching the mainstream media where they're having a fake honeymoon at the DNC. But listen, we need your help. America needs your help. I share work. Okay. I'm an influencer. I share work. Please help me in this endeavor. We're going to look at the question here today. Are we headed for a 1929 moment, a total collapse of the economy, and it unfolds and its damage over 18 to 24 months? The answer is no. It's a lot worse on multiple fronts. We're 1929 on steroids. And it's much more complicated today, too, because our economy is much more complicated. But the effect is still the same. And the people who are going to get screwed the most are just average Americans, people that used to be able to afford to have two cars and have a house, a little fence around it, could go on vacation, had plenty to eat. And these things are all in jeopardy right now, and we're going to tell you how. Now, along those lines, once you get the drift of our economy, you're going to want to be in a parallel economy as much as you possibly can. In the midst of this daisy chain of dominoes tumbling one after another, you're going to want to be out of the system. And the way you can do it is to go with noble gold. And this is something I saw 7.5 years ago. We're approaching 8 years with noble gold. And as an advertiser, I said, these guys are good. And they get it. They see what's happening. And they position people that work with them to avoid a lot of the catastrophe. It was 6.5 going on 7 years ago that I became a customer. And I'm just warning you right now, you need to be out of this system. No retirement connected to the bank is going to survive unless you take it out. Noble Gold specialty is this. And then they back it with a precious metal like gold that's held its value for 6,000 years. And you compare it to the dollar, which may have a shelf life of about 6 months, particularly with the prognostications of the programs coming under Kamala Harris's presidency, if they're able to steal that election. So, what I'm saying to you very clearly is this: noble gold can save your financial backside. And the way that they'll do it is to basically diversify you. And it's all your choice. They're not going to pressure you to say, here are your options. And then you choose. By the way, any qualifying account will get one. Well, you won't get one. You'll get 10 of these Donald Trump silver coins. Very pure, 99.999%. And it's just a way of them saying thank you. You don't have an option if you want to survive. And I'm being very serious about this. Now, federal government makes me tell you that, well, there's a risk involved anytime you do anything with money, and past performance can't always be construed with future expectation. We willingly give that warning. It's funny, they're not warning you that the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says that banks begin to crumble and fail. They can steal your money. You're an unsecured creditor according to the law. Yes, it's unconstitutional, but since when is that stopping these people? Now, what are you going to do? You're going to call Noble Gold, 877 646 5347, 877 646 5347. Let me go through the daisy chain of tumbling dominoes in 1929 so you can kind of see where I was. Very straightforward. The elite planned to have. Yes. When I first heard that it was very possible that the elite crashed the stock market to crash the economy, I thought that's crazy. And unfortunately, as I've worked in this field long enough, there's no question what happened. I mean, if you look at Rockefeller, right? He's getting his shoe shined. And the guy that's shining his shoe says, Mr. Rockefeller, what kind of stock should I invest in? Now, this is a bogus story, but he used this as the excuse to say, this is how I and why I took my money out. luckily just one day before the market crashed. Well, if you believe that, there's swampland in Florida to buy. They knew this was happening. They positioned it to happen. And why? So they could gain greater control over the economy, eliminate competition, and also, too, to get the government to pay them lots and lots of money to rebuild the economy through their make works projects that these elite who crashed the economy got to take advantage of. It's not unlike what we had under Obama with the reset of the day in 2008, 2009. Let's go through the chain, okay? First of all, stock market crashes, and this is now supposedly illegal, although they're doing it in different forms. The banks were lending money to people to get into the market, borrowing on margin, and then they go to the market. When the market crashed, the banks were left holding those notes. Oh my gosh, are they in trouble? And the banks started to fail. Well, that not just caused the banks to fail. Associated real estate got into trouble because people are going bankrupt now over this. And they're selling their houses back to the bank for literally pennies on the dollar. And whoop, there go the banks. And then the banks kept everything that they had left in there. And FDR let him get away with it. He declared a three-day banking holiday. And he went on there and did his fireside chats on radio just to tell you, you should feel good about getting screwed. It reminded me really of Klaus Schwab. You'll own nothing and love it. Yeah, exactly. Now, the banks go under, okay? Now, the businesses are starting to crumble and fail. They can't get loans. And then the business sector begins to collapse. And now what does that do to employment? Employment reached almost one out of four Americans were out of work in 1932, 2.5 years after the crash. This is what we're headed for too, but not necessarily in the same fashion. And I'll explain that to you. And then we just looked at a total collapse of the economy. And then they had Herbert Hoover, and the rich told him this. Well, honestly, if you want to bring this economy back, Herbert, what you got to do is build it and they will come. This field of dreams concept became a field of nightmares because then they had all this inventory that they couldn't move. Now, this is, like I said, business planned the collapse so the economy could be restructured under their guidance. And they also knew World War II was coming too. And that's another story for another time. All right, now we take a look at 2024. And it really, we could say circa 2021. That's when this really started. Okay, first of all, the debt we have is crushing. Although there was a Federal Reserve that could print money back in 1929, it had only been in existence 16 years, and the abuse had not really set in, certainly to the level we have now. Your dollar today is worth about 3 cents of what a dollar was worth in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was created. So the debt is crushing. And then we have the specter now of wage and price controls. And even before this is becoming policy and law, the businesses are panicking. I'll get to that in a minute, but let's take a look right now at where we're at with the economy. Okay. First of all, everything in America basically is shipped. We agree on that, correct? And what did Biden do first day in office? Well, 90 some executive orders, most of them directed it. You're not drilling anymore. Oh, no, we're going to renewables. Yeah. Like you got to have the wind blowing 24/7. You better hadn't have any cloudy days or you're going to have a problem. And the economy began to crumble because inflation began to take over. And this inflation is a lot worse. I mean, we're even getting some honest answers now. You know, out of Comrade Kamala, she's now making statements like, we need wage and price controls because hamburger is up 50% over what it was post-pandemic. Okay, she's right. She's telling you the truth. They're the cause of it. They're the cause of it. Now, we're not going to turn this into a Kamala causation thing, but she is telling you the truth. Inflation is much worse than what we're saying. And they were prepping Biden to run for re-election, so they had to lie about the inflation numbers. They don't count food and the price of gas like you don't have to eat or drive to work. And they don't count that in the inflation anyway, which is bogus. That makes their inflation basically immaterial, but here's what we do know, that food is basically up 25 to 30%. Dining out is up 25%. Gas is almost doubled since it's low on the Trump administration. So when we take a look at all this, the economy is being crushed by inflation. And what's causing inflation? Well, not having energy. That's deliberate. This is what they wanted to do. They want to crash the economy so they can create their communist social utopia. And now we're seeing the rollout. We've been telling you this, haven't we? Haven't we been saying that they want to crush capitalism to bring in their communist utopia? Right? I've been telling you this for 3.5 years. And now we're seeing it. The wage and price controls is the next stage. They're collapsing it, and now they're replacing it. Total control. In fact, if you don't believe me, it's not total control. What moron would say, we're going to go into businesses. We don't like what they're doing. We think they're making too much money. We'll take over their patents. We'll take their profit. Well, wait a minute. That's state-owned business. That's the elimination of private property. Your homes are next. We've touched on this coming and going with your homes. We're preparing a very in-depth report coming out of the C40 cities and the UN Sustainable Developmental Goals, which we're formally signing on to on September 22nd and 23rd. We're preparing that report, and that really gets outside some of the scope of what we're doing here, but it is related because it's stressing the economy and it's causing the standard of living in this country to plummet. And this is the greatest wealth transfer in world history. We're going through it right now, and this is going to cause a depression. If you look at the transportation industry, okay, they're on the verge of collapse. It's very possible in a couple of years, you're not going to be able to afford to fly anywhere, which is what they want. Remember what I've told you, 15-minute city regulations? You can fly on an airplane not more than 500 miles every 5 years. Yeah, that's in the 15-minute cities. This is by design. They're forcing behavior, which is what Larry Fink of BlackRock says. We need to force behavior to get what we want. Well, they're forcing behavior. Let's get into it, though. With a stressed economy, okay, real wages declining, okay, actual wages declining, inflation crushing, and now we're going to get hit with this massive tax burden after Kamala Harris is in, and that all takes place in January anyway. So we are absolutely getting crushed like a bug on a windshield. Now, what's happening? Retail is closing at record rates. You've heard this, Rite Aid, Walgreens, all these stores closing, Burger King. It's just crazy what's happening here. And we're seeing the consolidation of the economy into the hands of a few by eliminating the most. This is intentional. This is what these policies have led to. Well, bankruptcies of businesses in July are up 200% over what they were in June. Yes, you heard me correctly. Now we take a look at commercial real estate. Uh-oh, this is where we get into why Dave talks about noble gold as a parallel economy. Commercial real estate values in most of your big cities, and really across America, but particularly in your big cities, mostly blue cities, 40 to 50% decline in commercial real estate value. Okay, so if these people default on their loan because they can't sell the property and they're going out of business, what is the bank to do? Well, they kind of like repossessions to a point, but there's a tipping point that you reach that eventually it doesn't do any good. Now you've got a huge burden and notes you can't pay off. And you can write them off your tax profits for a while. But eventually, when losses outnumber profits, the banks begin to collapse. The loans made to businesses failing collapse. Home repossessions increasing. The banks continue to be stressed. And the stock market is being artificially kept alive. That party is not going to go on forever. And this is where a similarity to 1929 will kick in. All right, let's take a look at real estate collapse coming in the home real estate market. They're going to put $3 billion. I got to get my money right. $3 trillion into home equities that you're funding with your tax dollars. So people who are taking the $25,000 assistance for first-time homebuyers, they're buying homes they have no business buying. Their income doesn't increase. They just get enough to barely make a down payment, but then they're stuck with trying to make the monthly payment. In this economy, good luck with that, because their income ain't going up in proportion to the market. It's going down. And so you're going to see a massive housing bubble and a massive collapse and lots of bankruptcies. Now, BlackRock likes this. This is part of the forced behavior. They're swooping in as the largest institutional investor in home real estate and buying up the market. What is it? They're up to 45% now of the market, and they're projected very quickly to be at about 60%. You go, whoa, we're becoming like a company town where the corporations will own everything and you'll own nothing and won't love it. But also, too, ladies and gentlemen, when the banks begin to fail, what's going to happen with the dollar? Well, this is called problem reaction solution. The other side here, the people that are behind this, are already prepping their banks for CBDC. You're going to have a debt jubilee for the banks. You'll have equivalent of a bailout for forgiveness for their debts, right? Yeah. Well, come on. You don't think they'll do that? Then explain to me what's going on with student loan debts, where they're actually defying the Supreme Court and it's costing us billions of dollars. I'm paying for someone's college education. Now, hey, look, I was lucky enough. Scholarship, first 4 years. But for my two advanced degrees, came out of my pocket. My pocket. Yeah, so much for white privilege, Michelle Obama, as you were saying. Now, why should I have to pay for somebody else's? Okay, another topic for another time, but it illustrates the intent for the government to forgive certain debts, this in exchange for votes, student loan debt, but also too for the banks so they can usher in CBDC to replace the dollar debt. And when basically the nation's in economic ruin, that's when CBDC comes in. Hello, 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 knock on wood. The collapse has happened now, and all these factors have come into play. And you can see this is multidimensional. There's not a straight line I can give you like 1929. This affects this, which affects that, which affects this, and so forth. It's very complicated. And I could even make this more complicated than I'm giving it to you. But I want you to retain this so you can halfway explain it to somebody else about why we're in so much trouble. By the way, with employment, let me just tell you one thing that I've come across here. What was the figure? Amazon is employing 750,000 AI devices, mostly drones, to replace 100,000 workers. Well, good luck. Take that 25,000, put it down on your first time home. Good luck paying your monthly when you don't have a job. And this is going to go industry to industry. See, this is what wage and price controls do. We're going to control how much wage. Oh, okay. We're going to raise minimum wage, is what Comrade Kamala says. So the businesses, the reason they're not in a tizzy, they don't really like it. They're going AI. And McDonald's has seen this for years. In fact, there are a lot of their big players in all this crap. And you know how they were the first ones to really automate fast food. I mean, you got a couple of cooks and you got someone who might help someone that doesn't know how to order with the automated, and the staff at these fast food places is shrinking. Well, this is going to be true across the board. Walmart is actually in competition with Amazon for how much artificial intelligence devices they can bring in to replace employees. And you see this now in Walmart. I mean, if you walk into Walmart and it's 9 o'clock at night, you'll be lucky to find a cashier. If it's 10 o'clock at night, you got to go through your own checkout. I don't know how to do it. Well, you might wait 20 minutes for someone to take the time to show you. This is where we're going. And people just seem to be oblivious to the fact that you're living in an economic cataclysm that's going to be replaced with CBDC. Now, if you hold gold, silver, Bitcoin, this is what the rich are doing. Gold, silver, crypto. Huh. I always say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Well, the Romans are ruling America right now, and they're not investing in the dollar except for Warren Buffett. Okay, and he brags about it, and I think he's a deception. He's making people think it's good to store cash. No, it's not. Your dollar is dying. 169 nations are either in or have applied to be part of the BRICS, gold-backed currency. This is the destruction of the United States and Canada, particularly the United States, because you can't have a new world order with one shining city on the hill with gun rights and free speech and justice and elected officials that are accountable to the people. That's not what they want. They want you to bend the knee and eat their bugs that the World Economic Forum has prescribed. You know, good old Saint Nick in today's form, he's called Santa Claus, as in Klaus Schwab. And what they're doing is controlling every aspect of your behavior. But if you go gold, silver, crypto, you can step aside from a lot of this stuff. That's what the rich are doing. Do you think they're going to lock their funds up in CBDC and they're going to tell them what to do? They're going to have operating capital in CBDC and operate outside the system. It's just like the injections the White House people took. They took saline. They didn't take the real thing. Their kids didn't take the real thing. Their 15-year-old son won't die of a heart attack on a soccer field because they took the vaccine. Well, the same thing is true here, too. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it again, 877-646-5341. You need to get the hell out of this system. I don't know that we can stop this. I don't want to be fatalistic. First of all, I don't know if we can win this election because of all the illegals they're going to let vote. We don't even need Dominion. They don't even need ballot stuffing. If they put the tens of millions of illegals they've let into the country into voting, whether they vote in their name, which will probably happen, they won't actually go and vote. Well, I can't even read the ballot here. I don't speak English. That's okay. We'll do it. You're voting for Joe Biden. Oh, that sounds good. Joe's a nice name. This is how they're going to steal the election. But even if Trump won the election, he survives the next assassin's bullet. He doesn't go to Rikers jail for a year. Even if that happens and he gets elected, this process is in play. And I don't know if anybody can reverse it. I'm not saying it can happen, but honestly, I don't see a clear path back to what we had. You know what they say with drug addicts, you got to hit bottom before you get better. Well, I think that analogy is applying right here with our economy. That's why you need to take steps to protect yourself individually, not just economically, but spiritually. Seriously, you need to pray that the Lord will protect you and get you outside the system. And the book of Matthew does promise that. Lot to think about here. I hate to be so fatalistic, but I think you need to know what you're up against. I sat in a doctor's office with a specialist who told me my lung linings, yeah, they won't come back. RSV, you're too old. You're oxygen and shortened lifespan. Well, fortunately, I had the NanoSoma spray that I've talked about a lot, and I was able to come back. Also, the grace of God. So you can bounce back. Wow, we got a hell of a war ahead of us. May I recommend that people will say, well, he's Debbie Downer. Maybe Davy Downer will become my nickname. But show me in here where I'm wrong. And I didn't even go through all the depth and detail what's wrong with this economy. Man, like the fastest producing debt we have right now is the interest that we can't pay on the debt. Then, secondly, it's the war in Ukraine that we should not be involved in because we have no treaty arrangement. Yeah, we're killing ourselves. And I want you to read my lips. It's by design by the communists. Final thought, Trevor Loudon, over 10 years ago, in his great book, Enemies Within, Trevor told us that, hey, Kamala Harris and all these other politicians, particularly in the Democratic Party, there are members of the Democratic Socialist Party that's like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren stuff. And you know what they're going to do? Well, they're the managing arm of the Communist Party who endorsed Barack Obama for his presidential run. We've known about this for over a decade, and our warnings and admonitions have fallen on deaf ears. Now we're in crisis. Some of you are in crisis, and I'm sorry for that. But now we have your attention because the pain is becoming real. We need to give ourselves a fighting chance to make sure that Donald Trump, or if he's taken out J.D. Vance, is elected. That's our first step. But in that sense, the war is just beginning because these people won't leave office. That's it for the Common Sense Show. God bless all of you. May the Lord smile upon you and protect you and keep you whole financially, emotionally, and spiritually. We'll see you back here next time.